The law requires the abortion drug RU486 to be used only as approved by the Food and Drug Administration. That means only in the first 7 weeks of pregnancy and not the 9 weeks now the practice of Planned Parenthood. And it means a second trip to the clinic not necessary under current practices. On Monday, Judge David Burry ruled the additional hurdles were not enough for him to enjoin enforcement of the law, at least in part because the stated purpose behind it was to protect women's health. But attorney David Brown of the Center for Reproductive Rights said that's missing the point. There's a difference between the purpose of the law and what it actually does. For example, he said the purpose of Christopher Columbus's voyage was to get to Asia.
Similarly, just because the legislature is saying its purpose is to help women, that doesn't mean that they actually are doing so, right? And the evidence that the court considered shows the exact opposite, that they're not doing so, that they're actually hurting women.
Brown is arguing to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that states can impose new restrictions on abortions only if there's evidence it actually will improve the health of women. But in this case, he said the uncontroverted evidence was that medication abortions are safer than the surgical abortions, the only option now available to some women. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.